This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Yogi in Richmond. Yogi says, my husband and I grew up with my hairstylist. He has never talked to her unless he is with me. Last week, he went to her to get his hair dyed, and he made the appointment on his own. I think he should have run it by me. What do you think?
He didn't. Y'all been friends. Y'all grew up together. He can't make a hair appointment. Damn. He just went on there. Oh. I mean, what can he do at the shop? He at the shop in front of all the people he getting to get his hair dyed. You got some other issues you need to talk to him about. What is he getting his hair dyed?
You don't want no gray. You don't mind doing that.
Well, you trying to get that gray out of me.
You're right. Damn, well, just see, that's why.
You ain't got to go down there now. I'm going to tell you that right now. They got just for me and do everything.
Right.
You can take gray out all that woman. You ain't got to go down there to get your hair dyed. Come on. Well,
that's why he should have talked to his wife.
They got black. Well, they got, you know, jet black.
Yeah, don't get that jet black. You be looking like some dudes on them
commercials. Oh, what commercial?
You Seal Flex commercial with that jet black hair. Don't get that jet black. I've done that before. Boy, you be looking so unreal. You get jet black, man, your hair be what? Your hair look like licorice.
Today.
I dyed my mustache one time with some jet black. Man, I had to put baby powder on it to tone it down.
What?
I said, man, if I go out here, God, my mustache look like patent leather. I just had on some shiny plastic ass. I said, no. Yeah, you gotta get real black. Now, don't get jet black. Get real black.
Get natural black.
Yeah, don't do that, though. Don't get that jet black.
All right. Moving on, I guess we answered you, Yogi. Moving on to Twyla in Gulfport. Twyla writes, my husband had sex by a lake and somebody was filming him and his mistress. It has caused our family a lot of embarrassment, so I want to find out who was low down enough to film it. My friends say I'm focused on the wrong thing.
What?
Am I really?
Low down enough to film it?
That's what you want?
You don't care about the low down person that was at the lake?
Right. Oh, your low down husband?
It has caused your family a bunch of grief. If his ass wasn't down at the lake, what happened to a room?
Yeah.
You're down at the lake.
The lake was sexy to them. Maybe, you know.
The lake was sexy?
Maybe to them, yeah. To them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now it's sexy to everybody.
To everyone, yes.
Because they didn't film it.
So you filmed it, so you knew to... How did she get it? How did they know who we
somebody
was?
Somebody leaked it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody knew that's Facebook. Who we...
Yeah, somebody was filming them.
Yeah, they filmed that.
Mm-hmm. They went live.
Oh, here we go.
And your friends are right. You are focused on the wrong thing, Twyla.
Yes, girl.
All right, moving on to Odessa in Queens. Odessa said, I met a man online and all he wants to do is talk on the phone and text. He takes me out on the first of the month and his money might get tight after that. His cell phone was disconnected recently. So do you think he is broke or what?
Well, I think he old. He on special payments. He get paid once a month. He owe your name, Odessa.
Zero.
So already,
I already know he old. He get his money once a month. He gonna take you out the first day, and after that, it's gonna get tight. That's Social Security. You know what this is.
Yeah.
So come on now, Odessa.
What is it?
Met him online. Oh, you got Odessa. It could be Walter.
Yeah.
It could be Alfred.
Oh.
It could be Otis.
Yeah.
Otis. Or it could be Quentin.
Oh. Or,
Joshua.
Biblical.
Anybody in the Bible?
Yeah.
Lazarus.
Lazarus and Odessa.
Yeah. 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 Ooh, his name is Lazarus. You ain't got long date him nowhere. You need to hair up. Moses.
Moses.
Pharaoh.
What?
Pharaoh Jenkins. What? Maybe the gentleman, Pharaoh Jenkins. Yeah, so, Now, he's struggling a little bit, but, you know. But, hey, from the first through the eighth, y'all party.
Yeah.
Turn up.
Right.
Yeah. 23 days, y'all need to be still, though. Bingo hall packed first of the month. Yeah. Yeah, around about the 23rd, you sit anywhere you want to sit.
All right, last one, Steve, last one. This is from Shantae in Corinth. Shantae says, I was going out with a guy, and the first time I stayed at his house, I could tell that I wasn't the only girl he's had over. He has a nice place, but he needed to wash his sheets and clean his bathroom up before my next visit. Man. Is it rude to tell him?
No, you need to tell him. I mean, you can't be the only one. I don't know how y'all think y'all gonna meet people without history. Everybody done had somebody. Now, it was just recent when he ain't changing sheets and all this here. Now, you laying down there and all that.
Ugh.
Come on, Leah.
Is it hand
if
that
be, if you want to be that helpful, then you need to come over there with your sheets. Come on, let me show you. If you really want to be goods. Helpful.
Yeah. On the way.
Stop by there and get yourself some to-go sheets.
To-go sheets?
Yeah. I don't know if they make them disposable or not. I've been out that game quite some time now.
Uh-huh.
I'd look into that, you know.
BYOS, bring your own sheets.
Yeah, you need to go. You need to, hear what you need to go. When you go over there, you need to get yourself some fresh linen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get yourself a can of Lysol.
Uh-huh.
Need some baby wipes.
Okay.
Oh, man, this ain't that serious.
Yeah.
And you need to get some type of antibiotic prescribed. You need to take something before you go over there. You finna catch something. And when doctor asks you what's wrong, just tell him you got a sore throat. That's to go in there more prepared. And probably the most important thing outside of them sheets is definitely get pre-medicated before you go in. And if your name is Odessa, just ask for some penicillin.
You'll get your shot.
Yeah.
You are crazy. So should she
just go in there and get yourself ready. You know, this is old people information. You know, a lot of people watching our show, that's real. They need this type of information. They ain't been in the dating game in a long time.
Long time.
You know.
Some pre-medicated.
But when he was listening, he was like, Lysol. I thought he was going to say bleach or something. He said ammonia. Coming up at the top of the hour.
And some Clorox. And then you can wash the sheet while you're using your fresh Clorox to kill everything.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On 97.1 QMG.